The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
We welcome you back. I'm sure most of you know WrestleMania, two-day event this weekend. It always falls during the Final Four. It is the biggest event of the year in the wrestling world, and our next guest will be one of the features. AJ Styles joining us. He'll take on The Edge. It will happen, of course, Saturday and Sunday. You can also see it on Peacock. AJ, great to have you on, and I'm sure this is old hat for you being part of WrestleMania. It's great to have you here, and how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Excited about WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's. I looked out. I didn't realize this was 38. You were just a kid when this thing started. But what is it like being part of WrestleMania, which is a global event?
It's unbelievable, to be honest with you. My first one was in Texas, in AT&T Stadium. So having your first WrestleMania in front of a sea of people, literally, I looked out as I walked down the aisle, and it was just an unbelievable experience. But there's nothing like it, man. This is what you work your whole life for, is to be a part of something like WrestleMania.
I mean, I know that when you've done it for a long time at the very highest level, you're nervous, there are butterflies, but when you know this is the biggest stage, you're one of the featured events, does it feel a little bit different as you're walking out there?
I guess you get even more excited once you see the fans and they're going crazy. It's an unexplainable experience. It's one of those that you just have to be a part of to understand what the performers in WWE are trying to explain it. It's impossible.
I mean, I know it's also different that you're traveling all the time, but this is a little bit different because this is the Super Bowl of the sport. In terms of obligations, other than stuff like this that you're doing, once you get out there, what is your day like, the day of the event?
The day of the event, well, hopefully all the publicity is done and the signings are done. So the day of the event, you're just, waiting. Usually get to the venue around 1 or 2, make sure you got everything together. WrestleMania probably starts around 7, I do believe. I could be wrong on that. But, it's kind of like that hurry up and wait. You're anxious to get in the ring, and you want to experience everything there is about WrestleMania because not everybody gets that opportunity. It's just a big day that hopefully they just let you relax till up to your match.
I would think so. We're talking to AJ Styles, part of WrestleMania this weekend, one of the featured events. AJ, I know that you're a fan of all things in the state of Georgia, and what a year it's been with the Braves, obviously, and the University of Georgia. So where were you about 11 weeks ago when the Dogs were up in Indianapolis beating Alabama, of all teams, to win the national championship?
I was at Monday Night Raw. got back in time after the show was over. And enough time to watch the ending of the game and literally waited to the last second ticked off because you never know with Saban what he's going to pull out of his hat because it's happened to us before. So, everybody come up to me saying congratulations as if I own the team or something like that. But they know how big of a dog fan I am. There's a lot of people that bought T-shirts and whatnot after the fact. I had plenty of them, because I'm a –
Okay, AJ, you still there? Yeah, so we're having a little bit of difficulty. We'll just go off air for a second and make sure he is still there. We were talking about the Dogs in WrestleMania. And I think Saban heard that, and he decided to use his jammer in Tuscaloosa to stop this conversation. So I saw – it's a little inside baseball here. You look down, you see the guy's name, nothing else changes, and then you see the most feared color you could possibly see while you're talking to a guest. All of a sudden, it goes red. There's a red circle right next to his name, and then you know what happens next. He disappears. So I think we'll see if we have him back. Otherwise, we'll let him get ready. But one more chance here. I feel like I'm talking to a caller here, waiting for him to say hello. I feel like Tom is back. AJ, I trust you hear me now. Okay, I do hear you. Okay, AJ, so what you were telling me about the national championship. I read something that when Georgia played Alabama the last time in Atlanta, you wanted to go to the game, but you couldn't go because you had a match that night. Is that correct?
That's correct. It seems like every time playing, the last time.
Okay, we are moving on because he can't hear us. We've tried twice. We've done everything we can. But the moral of the story is that he is a dog fan. He is happy. He's fighting Edge. If you want to go, it's in Dallas at AT&T Stadium. We will take a break. Much more to come right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. We are moving on. Buzz Williams joining us shortly. Let's continue and talk to Ryan in Texas. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, this is my first time calling. I'm calling about that guy, that A&M fan whining.
Yeah, sure.
That's why ESPN don't want nothing to do with him, because A&M is the biggest wine bags in all of football, all of college.
You think so, huh?
I think so. I mean, I'm a Texas Longhorn fan and Georgia Bulldog fan, and every time A&M was in the Big 12, they just cried the whole time. That's why they left.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Cheryl is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Cheryl.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Really enjoy your show, but I'm calling about a little correction, if you don't mind.
Of course.
My lady Gamecocks played Connecticut this year and beat Connecticut in Atlantis in a preseason tournament.
Oh, okay. Well, I did not realize that. I knew they were supposed to play in Columbia.
That's correct. But they had to, cancel that particular game. But just wanted you to know
that
we won. So I don't know how we're going to do, in the tournament, but we did beat Connecticut.
Well, I am glad to have been corrected. That was probably in November or December when I wasn't paying much attention. The only reason I knew about the other game is that we had Dawn Staley on that week, and I think some games had to be moved around, and they had an SEC game, I believe, against Ole Miss, and they did not want to move that game or cancel it, so they told Gino to hit the pavement. Let's check in next with Henry in Arkansas. Hello, Henry.
Hey, Paul. Good luck to the Lady Gamecocks.
Sure.
The guy in Texas, Joe, I think what his problem is, he's just been in Texas too long. He needs to come up to Northwest Arkansas like so many of his fellow Texans and loosen up a little bit and let go of those conspiracy theories.
Yeah, they do. That Texas A&M thing is going to be so great for the SEC, don't you think?
Oh, God, yes. Looking forward to it big time.
I know everyone thinks their rivalry is better than the next guy's, but that is a seriously demented rivalry.
Yeah. Joe there, in opposition to the callers in hour one, Paul, those callers need to remember the advice of the old road hog from years ago. Don't smoke dope when you're high. You don't get no higher, just lower on dope.
I wish you had told me story many years ago. It would have helped my life a lot better. I'd have better memory right now.
I hear you, man. My question, Paul, is if his perceived disdain is authentic, how do you think I-Man may be handling this barrage of phone calls from Jim? Or perhaps I-Man himself will address that subject in the coming
minutes. Yeah, I-Man's a pretty cool character.
Oh, absolutely.
He never lets anything get in the way of his call. And his calls are always very predictable, too. And they're either going to criticize Jim or criticize Alabama Nick Saban. There's very little deviation.
Yes. Well, you have a good day, Paul Feinbaum.
Thank you, Henry. Always great to hear from you. Tim is up next in Oxford. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well.
Good, how are you, Paul?
We're doing great, thank you.
I'm Jim from Tuscaloosa's grandson. It's my stage name, but...
Hold on a second. You said you said you were Jim from Tuscaloosa's grandson?
Yeah, my name is Tim.
I didn't know, I guess there's a lot about Jim I don't know, but I didn't know he had a grandson.
Well, let's just say, Paul, it may or it might not be a stage name. I ain't gonna lie.
So, do you know him?
I do not, but I do enjoy his calls thoroughly.
I know that sounded like a silly question. Do you know your grandfather? But some people don't.
No, I know. I was just, it's my stage name, but I do have a serious question.
Okay.
What do you think that Lane Kiffin can carry this transfer portal success year after year and eventually build a national championship caliber team?
Now, that's what we call Tim, who's the fake grandson of Jim from Tuscaloosa, a loaded question. If I say anything other than yes, I get blowback, right?
I do it, yeah.
Yeah. So essentially, if I answer in the affirmative, I'm saying Lane Kiffin will win a national championship. And if I answer in the negative, I'm saying I don't think he can win a national championship in Oxford.
You know, yeah, because I think, you know, personally, the transfer portal is the best way to go for being in Oxford and whatnot. He's not going to pull the top recruits. But, I mean, if he keeps it up, I personally believe they could. But I would like to know Jim from Tuscaloosa's input on this situation, because I think they're going to beat Bama this year.
Okay.
I think they're going to run him off this.
Tim, I thought they had a chance last year. This will be interesting. This game, of course, is in Oxford, they have a better chance. Good to hear from you. Peyton is up next in Alabama. Hello, Peyton.
Hello.
Hi. How old are you, Peyton?
Can you repeat that one more time?
What is your age? How old are you?
11.
11. Okay, wonderful. Good to have you on, Peyton.
Thank you.
Okay, now that we've established how old you are, what may we help you with, Peyton?
First of all, Legend is not the best caller.
Okay.
Period. I-Man is.
I-Man is, okay.
Jim is hateful.
Jim is hateful?
Correct.
Well, come on. Now, hold on a second. Peyton, you're 11 years old. Why would you say a man like Jim is hateful?
Because I hear his hate with my dad.
Oh, okay. And you know, at 11, you probably shouldn't be hearing stuff like that, should you?
No, sir.
Well, you should be hearing positivity, encouragement.
I hear him spewing hate every day.
Right. Well, this is troublesome. This is very troubling, Peyton. Where in Alabama do you live?
Sylacauga.
Sylacauga, sure. That's just south of Birmingham.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen is the best.
I'm Anders. Well, Peyton, thank you very much. You take care of yourself, and we'll try to keep the hate to a minimum, okay?
You too. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much. Everybody say hello to everybody in Sylacauga. Wow. Back-to-back calls talking about Jim from Tuscaloosa.
And both of them are idiots. I'm sorry to call that kid an idiot. I don't know if he's an idiot or not. His daddy's an idiot. Paul, you know, here we go. I get compliments from the peanut gallery today, and all they do is come in with these lying, polarize. What do you call that kind of crap? I mean, I'm not going to put up with this. You know, I'm not. I better watch what I say. But number one, I don't have a grandson, Paul. I'm not even hardly old enough to have a grandson, but I don't have a grandson. I don't even have a son. That moron. All they're doing is trying to attack.
By the way, Jim, just for the record, I mean, I know some 40-year-olds who have grandchildren.
Well, I don't care. I don't have any kind of grandchildren or children. I don't. I absolutely do not. That guy's a liar, but he's just trying to stir up a bunch of crap. And, of course, the kid was put up to that by his daddy.
I don't mean to impugn your morality, but are you absolutely positive you don't have any grandchildren out there?
I'm pretty positive, Paul.
Okay.
I mean, I've never been married. And I don't have a grandchild.
Okay, well that's fair, Jim.
I didn't flagrantly. You should know by now. I didn't flagrantly have intercourse with women, like some of these people probably do. No, I don't have a grandchild, Paul. Is that right? Can you accept my damn? Well, this gets me really hot, Paul. This really gets me hot. Wouldn't you be outraged by that?
I would be, Jim. I can't tell you how upset I would be if somebody called from East Tennessee.
Well, then why don't you shut them down? I mean, I'm not going to give any camp. You had it going pretty good. I was in a good mood earlier today when things were going like they should go. But when you got these I-Man idiots calling I-Man, by the way, have you noticed the flack that Legion is getting today?
Oh, yeah.
He's finally getting the due flack he deserves.
Yeah.
That's all I got, Paul. But I'm sick of this crap.
Okay,
but anyway, I don't have a grandchild. And I-Man is an idiot to this. To that kid who's been schooled by his idiotic daddy.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Guys, Jamari and Brams, help me. I'm going to try to get the quote correctly, okay? Jim said, I have never flagrantly had intercourse with anyone to have created a grandchild, right? I have never flagrantly had intercourse with anyone like some callers do. I will say this, and as a host of the show, what you want is a good dialogue. You want to try to learn something. We have learned a lot about Jim right there. We did not know that. We didn't know whether Jim had ever been married. He said he hadn't, right? We know he's never had any children or grandchildren because of what I just got through saying. I won't repeat it. And that is a tipping point in the history of this program right there. We learned more about Jim than I think we have ever learned before. And he also slammed Legend, who is the next caller. This is not staged, I promise you. We went from a WWE wrestler to what we just had right there. Good afternoon, Legend.
Woo! And I would kick that WWE pansy's ass, I promise you. If I was at WrestleMania, I'd be the king! Flying bombs like WrestleMania, baby. Hey, Paul, during Jim's 500 calls to me over 3 months' time, he told me he ain't been with a woman in 20 years, so that can't be that dude's grandson. That can't be it. He did say he went to the Alabama's men clinic, though, and they gave him some medicine, and it didn't work, you know. So,
of this show, and you've been a fan for a while and a major part of it, I don't think the term intercourse has ever been mentioned before.
It ain't never been mentioned in Jim's house either.
No, I don't want to act like I'm not familiar with that phrase, but that is a phrase you don't hear a lot anymore, do you? Because, I mean, most of us have other vernacular for that phrase.
Yeah, Jim's like Jimbo Fisher. He can't get it up. I mean, come on. He can't do it. He can't do it. Hey, Paul, I got 11-year-olds hating on me. I done got the next generation hating on me. Woo! Black hat, man, the black hat. It's all on page 54 of Psycho Magazine. Y'all can read about it. Y'all can read about
it. WrestleMania, it's Psychomania.
Psychomania right here. And Danny Sheridan put out that Jim will call four times today at 4-1. I put a grand on it, so all we got left is one more call. So maybe I can provoke that woman-hating psycho, self-indulged, the car one more time! Black hat, baby. Legend.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. Let's just take a break and pray that we're still here when we come back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
More on the Aggies' quest for the NIT tomorrow night on SEC Now. And this time tomorrow, Coach Buzz Williams will be pulling into the Garden, getting ready for the championship of the NIT. He joins us now. Coach, congratulations. It's been quite a lot has happened since we last saw you down in Tampa. Good afternoon, and how are you?
It's good to see you. I'm doing great. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to be with you again.
Well, let's talk about this experience and what it has meant to your young players and your program.
No, Paul, we're one of the younger teams in the country. I think we were 277th as far as one of the youngest teams with even less minutes played together. And so that was easy to see early on during the season. I think the experience over the last 3 weeks, it's hard to quantify. Obviously, it's been a lot of fun, and we've had experiences that you can only get in postseason. But for our guys to be able to have these reps of practice, of playing with this level of exposure, with what's at stake, obviously the games, the practices, the film session, I think all of those things, there will be residual value going forward. So we're very thankful for that.
I know it's easy to talk about the experience in New York. I'm assuming some of your players, maybe very few had ever been there. What has that been like, just the cultural aspect of being at the epicenter of really the whole world?
We have one player on our team from Queens who's a sophomore in college, and this has been very gratifying for him to be able to come home and play in front of his family and friends. We traveled on Sunday, obviously. We played last night, and I wanted our guys to, just like you said, I wanted them to get some New York pizza. I wanted them to see a Broadway show, even though they probably would have chosen to spend their time in a different way. Monday was a full work day in regards to practice and preparing for last night's game. And then to be able to be off today, not playing a game yet, preparing for another game, it's been great. And I think that just to be able to be around New York, be able to see Broadway, be able to play at the Garden, go to the Lion King on Sunday evening, all of those things, I think, are things that, for the most part, not even just our players, but even our staff have never had an opportunity to do. So it's been really cool to be able to do it together.
Talking to Coach Buzz Williams. Coach, I don't want to go too far back, but you know, there was a tremendous amount of conversation about number one, A&M not getting in, and second, and maybe even more important, your reaction. A lot of praise for you from your fellow coaches in the SEC and your fans. And you know, there's always those pockets of criticism. But as you reflect back, do you feel comfortable in your very public and emotional expression of not getting in the tournament and why?
Yeah, you know, Paul, I think that I saw you for the second time in Tampa on that Friday afternoon.
Right.
Obviously, we had just won. We played again on Saturday and won, and then played in the championship game on Sunday. Probably foolish of me to think that what we were doing that particular week was going to have the weight that I thought that it would. In sincerity, I thought it was because of who we were playing. And so we played on Sunday, went back to the hotel, showered, put all of our stuff on the bus, and then watched the selection show from the hotel Sunday evening. And I've been a head coach for 15 years. I think I've been to the NCAA tournament 8 times. Obviously, the COVID year, they didn't have it. I've never had a selection show and your name not been called. And when the last bracket came up and we weren't invited, in truth, Paul, I didn't know what to say. So I just said, hey, guys, get on the bus. And so we got on the bus. We went to the airport. We flew home. We got on the bus. We went back to the facility. And you could have heard a pin drop the entire 5.5 hours of travel. And from the time I got home Sunday at midnight until Tuesday at 3 o'clock, I just wanted to be as objective as possible in studying why did this not happen. And I understand because of my 28 years in college, I know there's a lot of things that are unseen, and I understand that I'm not everybody's favorite person. But the one thing that I wanted to do was just try to learn from it so that I could explain to our kids. And most importantly, I could explain to their families. Because in the very end, regardless of public outcry or others not invested in our program, at the end of the day, as a leader, I have to be committed to my words prior to their arrival and to the investment that I've made in their lives. And they looked to me to have an answer, and I didn't have an answer. And so I spent whatever amount of time it was trying to figure it out, not because of what Twitter would say, not because of the people that call your show, not because of the fans at other SEC institutions. No, I'm trying to figure it out for our guys. I'm trying to figure it out for their parents. We didn't get in, and as stoically as I could, I wasn't trying to make it about me. I wasn't trying to say, look at this team, why didn't we get in versus that team? No, I was just talking about what we had done. And I've learned a lot from that. I think our kids learned a lot from that. At the end of the day, Paul, I wanted to do what was right by our program and the people that are in our program. And at some point, there'll be another coach at Texas A&M, and there'll be a lot of other players at Texas A&M. But while I'm here, I want everybody to know that who is in the program, I'm going to stand up for and fight for. Obviously, that was almost 3 weeks ago now, and so many things have transpired. And we can't control that we weren't in, but we can learn on how we can be better and what we can do. And everybody talks about the 8 games we lost. I didn't know that if you lost them together, that mattered. I didn't know if you won 10 out of 12 to close the regular season, that didn't matter. That's for other people to say. It was just for me to learn from. And so we're not trying to win the NIT so we can prove the committee wrong. Our players don't even know there's a committee. They don't even know who's on the committee. We're trying to win because we want to continue to be together, to play together, to be the best we can be. And so we're thankful that we're still playing.
Well, Coach, I know how much this experience has meant to you and your program, and we wish you all of the best tomorrow night, and certainly look forward to seeing and talking to you again very, very soon. Enjoy the moment, and all the very best. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. Take care, Paul.
You bet. Coach Buzz Williams, always gracious with his time, and what a poignant message he just delivered. So much more I really wanted to talk to him about, but I was afraid to step on the brilliance of what he had to say. We will take a break. More of your phone calls right after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We continue. Squirrel is up next.
You know, last summer when I told you that Jim and I had a couple conversations, private conversations, he'll confirm that one of the things I tried to advise him was to not take the show quite so serious. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so when the 11-year-old kid called a while ago, I swear I was sitting there listening going, please, Jim, don't call in. Please don't call in. Then you go, let's go to Jim. And I said, you know. But I'm glad he did call in because flagrant intercourse. I don't think, like you said, I don't think that was a term that was ever used on this show.
Ew.
And I thought he used the wrong word, but I looked up the term flagrant. And per Jim, you know, immoral, obviously offensive. I think the word fits with him. So once again, he proved once again why he's the GOAT. And speaking of the GOAT, I hadn't talked to you since the Final Four played out, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Having given my kudos to the champ, and I'll talk about the snake oil salesman in just a minute. But, you know, this vote was taken on Twitter. And, you know, my side of the bracket was great. I mean, there was it's all legit as far as I'm concerned. But are you aware that Jim and I-Man have about 100 Twitter followers and Legend has 8,000?
I am not aware of that. No, and I know Squirrel. This sounds like plausible deniability, but I don't know how the votes were tabulated. That was the guys in the other room.
It don't matter. It was all in fun. It really doesn't matter. But I just wanted to point out that, you know, for a cat that only won by a couple hundred votes, if he had 6,000 more Twitter followers, it seemed like he could have, you know, done a little bit better than he did, but, you know, that's just me. But now let me just close out by saying a couple of good things about Legend. When it comes to jock sniffing, there's no parallel. And for a guy who the guy knows a lot about a lot of different sports, considering he never played any, thank you for taking my call. Aloha.
Thank you. Ronald is up next in Texas. Hello, Ronald.
Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
First-time listener, our first-time caller, and a long, long-time listener.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, Giggum Buzz. And I just have one comment I wanted to say about your program. I wish that you would stop giving backdoor phone numbers to all those haggle-tooth, stupid, loud-mouth picks that come on your show. Mostly from Alabama.
Ooh. Yeah, I hear you, but it's probably too late for that since they already have the number, unless we changed it, which we could.
Well, why don't you change it?
Yeah, I think we're capable of. We're a pretty big corporation, Fortune 500 and all that. I bet we're capable of getting a new number.
Yeah, and tell Ryan, ask him what that baseball score was yesterday, 12-9.
Who played yesterday?
A&M and Texas.
Oh, okay. I missed that. Well, I'm glad to hear. good to hear from you. Thank you very, very much. Rick is up next in Georgia. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Paul. My call was triggered by your conversation with the 11-year-old in Opelika.
Right.
And my wife and I watch your program a lot, and we both think highly of you, respect you, and you put out good facts. But there are times when we're watching it, and because of some of the things they're said, the words they're used, and the violent nature that they're given, I feel uncomfortable. I've got grandchildren, and because I never know what's going to come through the TV set, I wouldn't even have your program on. There's no way in the world that I would speak in the presence of anybody else's family, their wife, their mother, their children, their grandchildren, the way that I hear, you know, some of the callers on the program do. I hope that they'll really think about what they're saying. I really do. And I thought about, what if that were my 11-year-old grandchild or even child? And they're hearing that, and they're picking up on ideas. And fortunately, this one is saying, I don't like those ideas, but there's some that will. So anyway, I just want to tell you, I hadn't planned on calling you today, but that really got me thinking. And I do appreciate your program, and I hope it stays on for a long time.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate what you said, and I understand the criticism, and it's fair. I have family members who sometimes wonder what we do here. I agree. We're adults, and sometimes the devil in my brain that still remains a teenager gets carried away with the conversation. But I also think this is a broad-based show that, you know, I'm proud of the program. There are times when I cringe, but on the other hand, I'm a big believer in letting people express themselves. We're talking about a lot of conflict here in sports, and sometimes it carries over. And I know that sounds like an excuse. It's not. It's reality. And I encourage people to make the best judgment that they can. We have a lot of young kids calling and listening, and I wouldn't tell you, you know, what to do with your own children or grandchildren, but I appreciate those who pay attention to know that most of what we do here has good intentions. Let's continue with Dennis in Oregon. Hello, Dennis.
Hi. I just was talking to your people at ESPN. I guess you may be aware of what the Texas Longhorn people call the Aggies.
No.
The T-Sippers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have heard that.
You've heard that, yeah. I hate to be redundant, but you just had a couple calls about the squirrel and legend and Jim and all that. When are you going to get rid of those morons? You know, your show on the whole is informative and very, very good to listen. You have good guests, good callers, but those are I don't understand why those people are on. Who likes to listen to them? Are you there?
Yeah, I mean, Dennis, I think for the most part we check all the boxes here, but I would say those callers come under the heading of entertainment. You may not find it entertaining, but they are a microcosm, however, of fans and fandom. Fans get carried away. We forget our troubles. And I think this show helps that. I love sports, obviously. And that's I've been involved in it my entire life. But I do think there's a little bit of room for some frivolity.
You're good at it. Like I said, your program is informative and insightful,
right,
for the most part.
Right.
And I think the majority of your callers feel that way. But I hear more and more people that feel like me that call in and complain about those people. And I guess I guess you feel compelled to give them an audience. I don't know. But.
Well, I'm a big believer, Dennis, in letting people express themselves. And, you know, we try to manage it. I mean, there's a limit. We take it to that line. There's no denying that. But I think that's the world we live in. We can continue talking about this. We're out of time for this hour, though. Back with much more.